Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute. She knows more about healthcare public policy than anybody else that I've ever met. We've been talking about this for more than 15 years, she and I, on the show, and she's been doing it for longer than that. And she does it every day. And so whenever I want to know what's going on with healthcare, I turn to Grace Marie Turner, and I encourage you to do the same thing. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. She is of the market solutions persuasion. I'll give you a little fair warning there, like as am I, and very proud to say that, as I know she is. Grace Marie, Senator Baucus, as I remember, said, a Democrat senator, said, Obamacare is a train wreck on our economy. We already know that. I've never seen anything have as much of a negative impact, a pervasive, consistent, oppressive negative impact on an economy as Obamacare is on every aspect of the economy. But October 1, the enrollment begins for individuals, right?
That's correct. And these new exchanges that are being set up both by the states and by the federal government. But stay tuned whether or not they're going to be but that's what the law says.
Have you seen the forms that individuals have to fill out to be able to comply with all this?
It's unbelievable. Actually, I wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal about what these forms look like.
Tell the audience about this. Now, this is for individuals, folks. Let me back up. This is for all individuals, right?
This is for people who want to apply for coverage to get subsidized coverage in the exchanges to see if they're eligible for subsidies.
All right, and that means that they probably don't have insurance for their employers?
Well, that's one of the things that they have to attest, because if they do have insurance offered through their employer, then they're not eligible for the subsidies in the exchanges. So they have to say that, and they're no doubt going to have some sort of certification from their employer, although, just to show you what a mess this law is, the Obama administration delayed that employer provision in July, said, well, you know, it's really too hard for employers to comply with that, so we'll delay that for a year, but individuals are still on the hook if they don't tell the truth on that form.
Well, see, that's the thing that's weird about this, is the two should be coinciding, shouldn't they? We should be resolving the employer and the employee at the same time, right?
That's right, and that's why.
But now that they pushed the employer mandate out a year, you've got some things that are going to be required for the employer thing, the employer compliance, that can't really be resolved until the employer resolves theirs, right?
Employee, that's right, because individuals still are subject to the mandate that they purchase health insurance.
What we're describing here is a train wreck. This is what Baucus means by train wreck.
It's not possible to comply with this.
It's like a circular reference. If you've ever worked with a spreadsheet, Grace Marie, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you got a formula, you got a bad formula, it won't calculate, it just gives you a circular reference.
Yes, that's right. And one thing I think, Jim, employers need to warn their employees about is all these navigators that are going to be fanning the country.
Tell them about, tell the audience what a navigator is.
A navigator
is... It's not a Lincoln truck, folks. It's something...
That's right. These are people that the law has said we need in order to be able to help people enroll and fill out these complicated forms to enroll in Obamacare. They're community organizers, they're people who work for nonprofits around the country that are going to ask people for their name, social security number, address, employer, income, names and ages of their children, health habits. I mean, it's the amount of information.
Everybody who applies
has to turn all this information
to take part of the exchanges, to be able to take advantage of what they're calling these marketplaces. They're calling them not exchanges. They're calling them marketplaces.
I'm calling them exchanges.
I know, but I looked it up. They call them marketplaces. If you want to avail yourself of these of the benefits, which millions of people probably need to do, you're going to have to basically tell somebody you've never met before, somebody who's not been screened, may have a criminal record for all anybody knows. They will not be able to screen them for that. You're going to tell somebody like that all of your private information that you wouldn't tell your brother or sister.
And this, the potential for identity theft is enormous.
That's the thing.
They are not certified. They don't have licenses.
No, our background checks, right?
No background checks. And the House held a hearing on this yesterday, and the administration cannot say that they have done anything to protect people from the incredible crime of identity theft.
Think about how much attention is paid in America, how much concern there is, how much technology we've devised to protect our privacy, and now we're just gonna open up everything we have and give it to this perfect stranger. I don't think I'm gonna want to do that.
And there are whole layers at which that identity could be stolen, because if you're talking to somebody who's filling this out on paper, then it has to be entered into some sort of a database. Is the person who's entering these going to be think? Oh, this is a pretty rich target right
and
here.
And guess what else, Grace Marie? Three different agencies will have this information, right? HHS.
Seven agencies will have
seven.
This information.
Wow, unbelievable! I know of HHS, the Department of Labor, and IRS. I don't know about all the others. We'll come back. We'll talk some more about this with Grace Marie Turner. It's called a train wreck, folks, otherwise known as Obamacare. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.